welcome back to the Supernatural Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I am joined today by my co-host, Christina. Christina, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I am all okay. Snowpocalypse 2016 has begun. For those of you that don't know, that Southerners lose their minds because they don't know how to drive in the ice and the snow. It has begun here in Georgia. I just got back to the store, and it's already pretty lit out there. So, that. So, I've dealt with the stress of that today, and then I have to go to work. So, this will be interesting. Snowmageddon has begun, and it's crazy, but I'm going to try and forget about it for long enough for us to discuss this episode. Supernatural aired this week. It came back from its mid-season finale, and this is the mid-season premiere. And how do you feel about this episode, Christina?
Well, the beginning was a mess, but overall I liked it. I thought it was a really good episode.
Oh, God, yes. The beginning was a bit ratchet. However, I think that this episode was amazing! I'm so thrilled with how season 11 is going so far. And I'm really happy with the episode. So let's just start talking about it. We're not going to talk about that ending yet, though. We're going to wait.
God almighty, no.
Oh, goodness. So if you don't know what episode we're talking about specifically, it was titled The Devil in the Details. And I'm just going to read you the synopsis that was posted for it. And tell me how you feel about the synopsis reflecting the episode itself. So the summary said, now that he has Sam in the cage with him, Lucifer offers Sam a way out, but it comes with a steep price. Dean and Castiel look into the angel smiting that might have killed Amara. I think that understated the episode.
That's all that it said?
Yeah, that's all the synopsis said, and that is definitely not all that happened.
Definitely not.
No, that's like the first 20 minutes, honestly. Oh, God. But the first, okay, so before our little Supernatural title card came on, we had a few ratchet moments in which Rowena was dreaming about Christmas morning with her and baby Crowley, except Crowley was a full-sized man in little jammies. And she had reindeer antlers on, and he was like, look, I've got a Sam, and it was a disaster, and then Santa Lucifer kicked down the door. Oh my God. So, Christina, how did you feel about Rowena's interesting dream?
I didn't like it at all.
It was,
I was very
so
uncomfortable.
It was very strange. I'll give you that. I was a little concerned when you texted me because we tried to semi-sync the episode up, except I quickly realized I couldn't fast-forward my commercials. Thanks a lot, On Demand. So she ended up getting a couple minutes ahead of me. But so in the beginning, we were synced up. She texted me, and she's like, is Rowena having a wet dream about Lucifer? And I cried because
I didn't know what was happening.
Sadly, that's what was happening, because Rowena is a definite Lucifer groupie. He even says that in different words to Sam. So take that as you will. I don't know if I can necessarily blame her.
No.
So I'm just saying that Mark Pellegrino looks great for his age. But I don't know about that dream. That was questionable to me. But I guess the writers were like, you know what? It's been 11 seasons. We can do whatever we want. And I guess they did.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Exactly what they did.
Pretty much. I mean, they could. Another factor that we talked about, because I texted you this, I was like, smiting sickness. Like, are they just like making crap up now? Because I guarantee that was like a throwaway line where we're like, we need a reason for Castiel to go alone, so let's make up some stuff. And I guess that stuff was smiting sickness this episode, which was interesting. you feel about Castiel facing the other angel and all the things that she was saying?
That was upsetting.
That was upsetting. Yeah, I mean, she was talking about how they were both expendable and everything, and I know everybody online was flipping their wigs about it, saying they're, like, not going to watch the show anymore because they're tired of seeing Castiel being hurt. And I'm just like, you know, normally I'm on that same page because I hate when the only plot line that could seem to come up for Castiel is to have him being kidnapped and tortured. But I like this in a way, and that sounds masochistic, I promise. I love Castiel, but he's always being, like, physically tortured. So for him to have to, like, go through some mental stuff was a nice change of pace from the usual, let's tie Cass up and cut his chest open, which actually happened, as we know. He faces off against the darkness, and the darkness sends him off to go see Crowley with something carved into his chest saying, I am coming. How'd you feel about that?
I didn't feel very good about it, I'll tell you that much. That looks like, God, I can't even imagine how much that hurt.
I'm sure it did, but what was interesting is that for like a couple seconds, the camera remained on Amara when she was, like, after she had done that to his chest or whatever. So I'm wondering if that's supposed to say that she either doesn't have as much power as she thinks she does, or maybe it's saying that there's something going on within Castiel. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Do you have any theory? I mean, I'm just saying.
No,
he technically was God for a couple episodes back in season 6, but I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I mean, he's not God now, but
yeah. But we'll see. I thought that was interesting, though. So I'm guessing they're gonna do something there. At least I hope they do, or else that was like an editing mistake, and I don't like editing mistakes. So hopefully it's going to mean something. But for the most part, Lucifer takes Sam down memory lane and tries to convince him of reasons to why he should accept him as a vessel. Now, tell me, when you were watching it, did you think that Sam was going to say yes?
For a moment I did, just because of what Lucifer was saying, and he had some pretty good points, you know.
Yeah. I'll admit, for a second there, I definitely thought he was going to say yes, and I was like, Jesus Christ, the rest of the season is going to be me screaming at Sam, being pissed. But to my shock, he said no. But speaking of the memory lane, though, we did see Adam for, like, 0.2 seconds.
And then he went into the hole.
And then he just dove right in. I like that they showed that, though, because Swan Song is my favorite episode ever in the Supernatural universe. Like, that's the one, the season 5 finale. So seeing clips of that was like, yes! Remembering the good times.
Remembering the ass butt.
The ass butt, yes. Ass butt made a comeback.
It did.
We saw Adam. We saw Adam for all of 3 seconds, but I'm hoping, I'm just praying, now that I've gotten my wish of having Lucifer back, can we just please get some more Adam in some way, shape, or form? That'd be awesome. Hoping for that. Surprise, Sam says no. And Dean ends up in the cage, and Castiel ends up in the cage, and there was a fight going on. And at this point, I don't know for sure, because I have to guess, because our TVs were a little off sync. I'm guessing the part where you were texting me, you're like, oh my God, Lucifer, was the part where they were fighting. Is that correct?
You know what? I honestly have no idea. I think it was what he was saying. I was like, oh my God.
Either way, it had to have been in that same general area. But that whole fight thing, oh man. I knew something was wrong, though, because I texted you. I was like, oh my God, I swear to everything, is he in Castiel? Because that does not look right. It doesn't look right. And alas, big reveal, Castiel has accepted Lucifer to use him as a vessel.
Fucking dumbass Cass.
Oh my god. Oh, I have a lot of emotions and feelings about that. And
the
you can
why?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I sent multiple text messages with like all caps screaming why? No. This is horrible. I was upset. Okay. I was upset for my poor Castiel. But I got to say, Sam and Dean know something's not right. And they're going to know next week, it looks like, in the trailer. So I wonder how long it's going to take to actually put it together. Hopefully, I'm praying that they figure it out next episode, because that would suck if they were, like, out of the loop for that long. I'd start to question their hunting abilities at that point.
I'd start to question their common sense.
Yeah, because, okay, we got to talk about this. He makes his reveal, and he comes down into the area where Crowley and Rowena are, and you can tell that something's not right. And then when Crowley says, Castiel, and then you just see it happen, and you're like, oh my god. That was 100% Lucifer, and I love Misha Collins for that, because that was not Castiel, and that was not Misha. That was Lucifer. Like, he got it down pat. Perfect.
Oh, he did. He did a really good job.
When he was leaning into Rowena, I was physically, like, screaming at the television. You don't understand, okay? I was, like, physically uncomfortable.
That was nauseating.
Oh, my. Like, and I've never had, like, that strong of a reaction before, but I was, like, physically ill. Like, screaming. I was like, oh, my God, stop! I can't handle it. Because that was so accurate to Mark Pellegrino's Lucifer. And it was Misha doing it. So I was like, oh my god, this is insane. It made me very uncomfortable, but I'm very impressed with his acting ability.
Good job, Misha.
You go, Misha. I think that's what I'm most excited for. And everybody online is like, I hate this. I can't believe they're going to do this. I am freaking excited, so you guys need to shut up and just watch the show. It has been a long time since Castiel has had this good of a storyline, okay? How far does it go back that he had a good storyline? What, Leviathan Cast? Is that it?
I think
that he had a legitimately good storyline and chance to act? Yeah, it was like Leviathan Castiel in, like, season 6, okay? Guys, so we've been waiting long enough. I'm excited about this. Misha's going to have some great opportunities here. And they've all really had opportunities to do this kind of thing. So we had Jensen being able to do Demon Dean. We had Jared being able to do Soulless Sam. I'm excited for Lucifer Cast. I am excited. I'm unnerved. But I'm ready. I'm very unnerved by it because I love Pellegrino as Lucifer. And we had this conversation before. We've said multiple times, would you want to watch the show if they brought Lucifer back and it wasn't Pellegrino? And we both said no. However, I'm liking this.
I like it with Misha.
Yeah, Misha's an exception to our rule. We're okay with that.
And we did get to see Pellegrino. Like, if they would have brought him back completely with no storyline and no Pellegrino, then that would have been nah.
Yeah, that I agree. They kind of had to have Pellegrino there to shift gears into that. So I'm happy they did that at least. But I'm just really excited to see Misha get the chance to do some real acting here. He hasn't really had a chance to do much over the past couple seasons. I'm happy. I'm also scared to see what's going to happen. Let's take bets. How long do you think he's going to stay, Lucifer's going to stay in Castiel's body? Couple episodes?
Not long.
One episode? What? What are you thinking?
Maybe 2 or 3.
I think I'm probably on that same page. Probably like at max. I'm going with like a max of 5. That's my max, I'm thinking. Because I'm sure the guys are going to figure out some way. I don't know how. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but they've got to some way. And another thing we need to talk about. Lucifer killed Rowena. Oh my gosh.
Thank God. I mean, oh.
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 Yeah, I knew poor Rowena was going to go after that. As soon as he asked her if there was anybody else that could open the cage, I knew. She should have said something else, dumbass. Come on.
She wanted the bee.
I mean, she definitely did. That was very obvious. Don't let that fool you, all you listeners. Don't let it happen to you, okay? Don't get blinded by the D.
The D.
Protect yourselves, okay? Stay safe. Take that as you will.
Oh,
but
Lord.
Next week is going to be insane. I'm really excited for it. I'm really happy with season 11 so far. How do you feel about it?
I like it. It's good. It's a nice change.
Yeah, the past couple seasons have not been very wonderful. I think 6 and 7 were rough. 8 was really good. 9 was okay. 10 was okay. 11's pretty good so far. I'm happy with it. However, there are some things going around online I wanted to get your opinion on. Somebody, well, not one person, multiple people are bringing up the fact that, well, how is Lucifer possessing Castiel's body? Shouldn't that be Jimmy's body? But I think we have to address the fact that Jimmy is no longer in that body, so that body is Castiel's now.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, so I think that's what people are trying to get on the same page about. I don't know. And then some people are making the statement, because, you know, everybody's talking about Adam, much like I am, and I'm not going to stop. So don't try to make me. Bringing up the fact that Adam isn't even in the cage anymore because he would have died when Castiel Molotov'd Michael. And I saw a statement on this, and I agree with it, because they're saying that it's different because Jimmy died because Castiel was killed on a molecular level, and it took, like, God to bring him back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when he, like, completely destroyed him on that big of a level, that's when Jimmy died. So I don't think that you can say that Adam has died or that he's no longer in that vessel or whatever, because he just got Molotov'd. Because somebody brought up the fact that if Jimmy had died just by the body getting injured, then he would have died when Dean stabbed Castiel that very first episode that he was in. Things
oh,
to think about.
Shit, you're right.
Things to think about. Thank you, Tumblr user. I don't remember what username you were, but I know that I saw it. So, props to you for figuring that out. So, I'm just saying, don't try to tell me that there's no hope of Adam coming back. Don't try to tell me that. I won't listen to you. But other than that, I think that we've completely covered the episode. How do you think we've done about covering the episode?
I think we did good.
I think so, too. I think so, too. But I think that's really all we have this week for this week's episode, The Devil in the Details. Thank you all for listening to us rant about our feelings of Castiel, Lucifer, stuff,
Rowena,
the Santa, the Crowley jammies. A lot was going on. But we thank you for listening, and we hope you come back next week when we discuss next week's episode. But until then, if you want to check out more of our Supernatural recaps, you can go to thevro.com. You can also check out our Audio Boom channel at audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online, where all of our shows are. In addition to our Supernatural recaps, there's tons of other shows on there as well. You can also find blog recaps on thevro.com, giveaways, interviews, and the such and such like. If you want to check us out on social media, you can go to Variety Radio Online on Facebook. We are Variety Radio Online on Instagram. And we are at the VRO on Twitter and varietyradioonline.tumblr.com. So thank you all for listening, and we will see you again next week. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.